Today's shiur is Masechet Beis Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. Av Matei Mechaloyim Lechaloyim. We learned in the Mishnah a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how one may carry a ladder from one nest to the other on Yontif. As the Mishnah taught us, Beis Hillel allow one to carry the ladder Simchas Yontif. Beis Shammai, in the Mishnah's version, yesterday we had various explanation of Beis Shammai's position. But what the Mishnah said Beis Shammai holds is that Amateu Michaloin Lechaloin, it only may be tilted from one window to the next. Nothing else may be done according to Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara Alma. So we see from our Mishnah, Gabis Simchas Yontif, when a question of Simchas Yontif arises, Beis Shammai Lechumra, Beis Shammai is Machmer, and he says that only tilting is permitted, or Beis Hillel Lekula. And Beis Hillel is lenient, and they say you could carry the ladder. The Tzlach asks, why does the Gemara point strictly to the position of Beis Shammai allowing tilting? The Gemara should have asked, Beis Shammai doesn't allow us to carry, and Beis Hillel does allow us to carry. So the Tzlach answers, if all Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah was you're not allowed to move a ladder from one point to the next point, so we would have to understand that there is some halacha involved in doing that, and that's why Beis Shammai doesn't allow it. However, now that Beis Shammai is starting to make exceptions, and he's saying tilting is mutter, moving is prohibited, so now the Gemara asks, obviously Beis Shammai takes a more stringent view, and therefore even though there's an issue of Simchas Yontif to get the birds in the nest, he only allows tilting. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, allows full-fledged moving. So we see that Beis Hillel is more lenient when a question of Simchas Yontif comes up versus Beis Shammai. Vermini asked the Gemara, going back to the first mission in Am Masechta, Hashoichet Chayvoif B'Yontif, one Shechse Chayvoif in Yontif, and Kisi Adam has to take place. Another question is, how do we do Kisi Adam? It involves a shovel and earth being dug. So Beis Shammai Amrim, Yachba B'Dechav Yechasa. He could take a shovel and dig to get the earth to do Kisi Adam. Beis Hillel Amrim, Lo Yishkoit, Amken Hayulai Ofer Mucham Be'Arayim. He only could do it if he has Shchit, if he has the earth from prepared from before Yontif. So we see that Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. And Tosfos asked the question, why does the Gemara ask from the second case of our Mishnah, or really the third case, about Kisui Adam, why doesn't the Mishnah ask from the first case? That we learned Beish and Olda B'Yontif, Beis Shammai is Mekel, and Beis Hillel is Machmer. So some Rishonim say, since as we just completed learning the sugyas about Kisui Hadam, so that's what the Gemara focuses on. But another pshat that I saw is that when it comes to slaughtering an animal, there's a Simchas Yontif issue. And that's why we could say Beis Shammai is Mekel, in order for us to be able to enjoy the meat of the animal on Yontif, and Beis Hillel seems to be Machmer. But in a Beya, in an egg that was born, it's not that obvious that the issue is an issue of Simchas Yontif. It's only an egg. That's why the Gemara chose to ask from Kisui Hadam, not from Beish and Olda B'Yontif. Tosfos takes a different approach. In discussing Beish and Olda, why it's also to eat an egg that was laid on Yontif, so there are various different explanations. We learned there's an issue of Achana de Rava, there's an issue of Peres HaNoishrim, there's an issue of Mashkin Suzavu. So there are very many concepts involved, so that it's not obvious that it has anything to do with the issue of Simchas Yontif. However, when we speak about Kisui Adam, where it doesn't involve all that many issues, it's a much sharper question, where it seems from our first Mishnah that Beis Shammai is the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. And from the Mishnah we just learned here on Daf Tes, it seems that Beis Hillel is the Mekel in Simchas Yontif, and Beis Shammai is the Machmer. So says Rav Yochanan, Om Rav Yochanan, Mechlefes Hashita. The positions have to be changed. So Rashi explains that in our Mishnah, instead of learning that Beis Hillel is the one that allows us to move the ladder and Beis Shammai doesn't, we'll have to learn just the opposite. Beis Shammai allows it and Beis Hillel does not. Tosfos, however, learns Mechlefes Hashita, goes back to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah will say that Beis Shammai is the Machmer regarding Kisui Adam and Beis Hillel is the Mekel. And actually what points Tosfos in that way is that we always have Beis Hillel being a Mekel. That's why we prefer to say Beis Hillel is the Mekel throughout. What points Rashi in his direction? Because as we said when we began learning the Masechta, our Mishnah that quoted the three different rules where Beis Shammai was a Mekel and Beis Hillel was a Machmer is not only quoted here at the beginning of Masechta Beya, but is also mentioned in Masechta Idyos as part of the group of Kulei Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is Mekel, and Chumrei Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. So if we're going to reverse Mishnayos the way Tosfos wants us to reverse the Mishnayos, we will have to both reverse the Mishnah here Masechta Beya and the Mishnah Masechta Idyos. That's why Rashi prefers to say that we only should reverse the Mishnah here on Daf Tes. Only one Mishnah must be reversed. Says the Gemara, Mimai, there is no reason to change the Mishnayos. Dilma Atkan Lekamri Beis Shammai Hasam. In the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai is Mekel, because the Eched Ikedekanots, as we explained, since there is the shovel in the ground, the various concerns that were raised are resolved. Ketisha and Charisha and Muksa. That's why Beis Shammai says there's no issue. Aval Heched Ikedekanots, when there is no ladder, the shovel, Beis Shammai will agree that it's Osir. Inami, and the Rashba points out that normally when the Gemara uses the word Inami, it means another Teretz. Here, Inami doesn't mean another Teretz. Inami means we've resolved Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai is Mekel on Daf Beis and is Machmer on Daf Tes. But we also need to resolve Beis Hillel. Why is he Machmer on Daf Beis and Mekel on Daf Tes? Says the Gemara, At Kamei Kamei Beis Hillel Hocho. Here, Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to move the ladder on Yonta the Shavcha Mechichalav. By carrying the ladder, as we explained yesterday, it's the ladder that was used for nests. It's carried to a nest, so it's obvious that the person is doing it to get the bird L'kavad Yontif. Aval Hosom, but back on Daf Beis, even though the shovel is in the ground, still, Beis Hillel says that you shouldn't use it because it's very possible that somebody may come to crush the earth and do the malacha of tchina. Eli Kasha, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan taught us that we have to reverse the position of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. The Gemara assumed that it was because of the Kasha that we just finished asking, but now that we have an answer, so that can't be the Mishnah that should be reversed, or the reason for reversal. Says the Gemara, Eli Kasha Hot Kasha. If there's a Kasha, this is the question. Beis Shammai Amrim, Beis Shammai teach us in the Mishnah, on Daf Yod, Lo Yitoil, one may not take the doves from the nest, Elm Kein Nineya Bejoim, unless he shook them. The way he accomplished the Achana was by actually moving the birds from Erev Yontif. Beis Hillel Omrim, it's not requiring the way to take off the status of muksa from those birds. As we know, a bird is animals, a muksa. It's not required that you actually shake him. Beis Hillel says, it's adequate if the person just gets up and says, I'm going to use these birds. So we see, Amagab Simchas Yontif. From here we see, Beis Shammai, when it comes to a Simchas Yontif Shaila, is Machmer. He actually has to have a person handle the birds to remove their muksa status. Or Beis Hillel Lekula, he says, just designating is enough. Vriminu, asked the Gemara a question from our first Mishnah, where we see Ashach Chai Vaif Beyontif, Beis Hillel is Machmer, and Beis Shammai is Mekel. For that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mechlav Tzashita, we should reverse their positions. says the Gemara Dimalohi. There's no question. Because at Kalu Kamri Beis Shammai, you know where Beis Shammai is Mekel on that base. El Hechadikin Dekanot. That since there's a shovel in the ground from before Yontif, so all the issues all the halakhic issues have been resolved. Aval Hechadikin Dekanot, since if there would be no shovel, Beis Shammai would never be Mekel. Inami, the way to resolve the seemingly inconsistency in Beis Hillel, at Kamri Kamri Beis Hillel Hocha. Over here, Beis Hillel is Mekel El Kivin the Muksahu. Since the animals are Muksah, but Oymed the Oymed, Zeva and Inoito, by just getting up and saying that I'm going to use these animals, these birds on Yontif, Sagi, that's enough. On the other hand, Aval Hossam, where one may come to do a Malacha, Malacha of Tchina, Charisha, Loi, that's why Beis Hillel cannot be Mekel. Says the Gemara Ali Kasha, if there's a question that Rav Yochanan was trying to resolve, this is the question. Ha Kasha. Beis Shammai Omrim, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, Ein Noitlis Ali L'Katzel HaBosar. They used to have a type of a beam that was used for grinding grain. So the Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand what is the issue with this Ali. Rashi seems to learn that it's a kli shemalach d'lisser. Since on Yontif, one is not allowed to grind grain, and this goes back to review a din that we've mentioned, that even though on Yontif, malachas oichal nefesh is permitted, not all malachas oichal nefesh is permitted, grinding grain is prohibited on Yontif. So that's why Beis Shammai says, this ali, which is a kli shemalach d'lisser, may not be used for cutting meat, even though on Yontif one may cut meat. Beis Hillel Matirim, and Beis Hillel says it may be moved. Tosfos' approach is that the concern with an Ali is that it's a Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis. Since it's designated for very specific use, and it has people wouldn't use the Ali for anything else, it's a Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis. And again, Beis Shammai is saying it can't be moved, and Beis Hillel says it can be used for cutting meat. Alma, so we see again, Beshan Gabi Yontif, Beshami L'chumra, or Beshel L'kula. Vermina, we ask Akasha from that base, where we see just the opposite, by Asher Chai V'oit, Beshamai is Meiko, and Beshel is Machmer. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and because of that, the Gemara assumes, Rabbi Yochanan had the same Mechlev Sashita, we have to reverse the positions of Beshami Beshel. Says the Gemara Mai, why do we have to say this? The Malohi, at Kamli Kamar Beshamai Hosom, Beshamai is Meiko on that base, El Hechadika Dekanot, so all the halachic issues have been resolved. Aval Hechadika Dekanot, when that's not the case, lawyer Rabbi Shammai would agree that you can't do Kisu Adam and Yontif. Inami, and the way to resolve Beis Hillel, at Kamli Kamar Beis Hillel Hocha, Beis Hillel is Meiko by the Ali, El Dikateris Klialov, since it is a Kaili. And so according to Rashi, Beis Hillel is saying that a Kli Shemlach del Isser may be moved, L'tzorech Gufoy Mekaymoy, and therefore, since it's L'tzorech Gufoy, I'm using it for the meat, I can move it. Aval Hosam Loi. We don't have that rule on that base, and that's why Beis Hillel is Machma on that base. According to Tosfos, that Tosfos says that the Ali is Muksa, Machma Sukhsarim Kis, the way to understand the Gemara's Teretz is that Beis Hillel is teaching us that even though Dali is a Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis, and by something which is Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis, we don't have the heter of the Tzorich Gufayu Mekaymai, yet the Gemara is teaching us the Tzorich Simchas Yontif, the Tzorich to be able to eat the meal on Yontif, and we want to be able to cut the meat, Beis Hillel tells us we can even move something which is Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis. Ali Kasha Hokasha. If there's a question that Rav Yochanan was trying to resolve, says the Gemara, perhaps this is the question. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Noisnes Ha'ol Lefnei Adarsim. The loch is, as we've been learning, on Yontif, we're allowed to slaughter an animal. When one slaughters an animal, there is hide. And in those days, especially where they could not keep the hide in the refrigerator, they needed to immediately tan the hide, work with the hide that it shouldn't spoil. Now, working with a hide, ma'abid, is a malacha that may not be done on Yontif. That's why Beis Shammai says, one slaughter an animal. He can't take the hide and put it in a place where it will be trampled on, because one of the ways the hide was tanned was by trampling. Furthermore, says Beis Shammai, v'lo yigbi enu elam ken yesh lo kezayis basar. You're not allowed to even move it unless it has a kezayis basar on it, otherwise it's muksa. Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel say that you can move it because of Simchas Yontif. Because Beis Hillel knows that if a person will not be allowed to move the hide, he's not going to slaughter an animal. He's not going to have meat for the meal. So Beis Hillel, because of Simchas Yontif, allows one to move the hide, even though it doesn't have a kezayis basar on it, and he allows it to be put down, will be trampled upon. Alma, so we see, ask the Gemara again the question, Rimini, from our Mishnah that base, Hashach Chai Behem V'Oif, where Beis Shammai is the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. Amar Rav Yochanan, the Gemara thinks that Rav Yochanan said, because of Amachlav Sashita, we should reverse their positions. Says the Gemara, Mai. Why is that a necessary answer? Demalohi. We don't have to say this answer. Akal Kalim Beis Shammai Hossam, on the base, Beis Shammai was Mekel, Ela Hechadik and Dekanot, where we had the shovel on the ground from before, so we don't have an issue of Melacha and Yontif. Aval Hecha Deleka Dekanot, where when there is the Dekanot, Beis Shammai would agree that it's Osir, because Simchas Yontif doesn't allow us to do something which may be Osir. Inami, and the way we resolve Beis Hillel, At Kalan Kamen Beis Hillel Hocha, only here, over here Beis Hillel is Mekel, El Lechazel Mizgalayu. Since one could sit on the leather, mats were spread out in those times for people to sit on. So that's why you could put the hide on the floor, even where it will be trampled on, because the person that's putting it out, it's not obvious, or it's not necessarily being done to be ma'abed. That's what people sat on. Aval Hossam, when it comes to digging the earth, Beis Hillel are concerned with the Isser that we could come to Tchina and Loi, and they will not be Mekel. Says the Gemara Likasha, Hoi Kasha. This is the question. The Mishnah says, on that Yur Aleph on the base, Beshame Oimrim, Amos Salkin as a trace in Beyontif. In those days, the way the stores worked wasn't that people would walk into a shop, into a store, and buy what they need. Rather, the wares that were sold were kept inside the store, and there were shutters, tracing, that were put up by the store, and in the morning when the person would open up a store, he would take those shutters, put them down, take the materials outside of the store, from inside the store, put them outside on the shutters, where people could buy what they needed. The issue of doing business a Yontif is not an issue here, as we will learn on Dafir Aleph and Mitzvah Hashem, because we're not dealing with a situation where a person who comes to buy these items on Yontif actually discusses money, says how much does this item cost, and they agree to a price. Rather, the relationship between the owner and between the seller and the buyer is one that they trust each other and will come to terms after Yontif. Another way the Rishonim explain is that the person who's taking the items from outside the store is the person who owns the store, and he would like to get some of the materials in the store that he'd like to use on Yontif. Says the Mishnah, we can't remove the shutters to be used as trays a Yontif, because as we're going to learn, Beis Shammai said this is a question of binyan b'stira, of building or dismantling on Yontif. Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel mekel, and not only they mekel that you could open up and put down the shutters, af lahachzer, they say you could put it back up. As we're going to learn, in Mitzvah Hashem, the reason Beis Hillel is so mekel, because tiru soifon mishum tchilosim. Beis Hillel teach us that if we will not be allowed to put the shutters back up, the person won't take them down in the first place, and the items that the customer would like to have in Yontif will therefore not be available to him. So we see, asked the Gemara, Amagab Simach Yontif, Beshamil Chumra, Beshil Kula. Ramiro asked the Gemara the question again from that base, where Shaykhit Chai Vait Beyontif, we see Beshamai is Mekel, and Beshil is Machmer. Answered the Gemara, Beshlam Beshamai, Beshamai Lakasha. As we've explained The question Beishama is not a question. Hosom, on that base, there's a deck of knock and knots, there's a shovel in the ground, so all the halachic concerns have been addressed. Hocha, they're like a deck of cards, and a fact where it would not be shoved on the ground, he would not be Mekel, even if we could try to come up with a reason to be Mekel. El Beisila, Beisila, Kasha. How are we going to resolve why Beisila is Mekel on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis, and is Machmer on Daf Beis? Answers the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochim, Mechalef, Sashita. Inami. And there's a Mechloikis if we have this Inami. It seems from Rashi and Tosfos that the Gemara, their gears of the Gemara did not include this Inami. The Rif in Ramban do have it. And they say, Akkan loy kamer beis halacha, by the window shutters beis halacha meko, el mishum de'en binyan bekelem. Beis halacha hold that there really is no shayla of malacha there, because since, as we will learn, the shutters were not connected to the ground, it's only a keli. Beis halacha l'shitasam hold en binyan bekelem ve'en stir bekelem. And Beis Shammai is machmer on binyan v'stir b'kelim. Aval hasam, when it comes to digging the earth, loy, Beis Hillel, don't have a concern with the malach of tchina, and that's why they cannot be mekel. So as we said, there's a machlokes rishonim if we have this last piece of Gemara, and based on that machlokes rishonim, it's relevant to l'alacha. According to Rashi's understanding, indeed, the positions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph regarding the tracing should be reversed, and Beis Shammai will be the one that is Mekel, and Beis Hillel will be Machmer. According to Tosfos, as we said earlier, we have to reverse the positions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on the first Mishnah Daf Beis, and Beis Hillel is the Mekel by Deka Nots, and Beis Shammai is the Machmer by Kisui Adam. According to the Rif and Ramban, there is no reason to change the version of any Mishnah. All the Mishnayos that we've learned and will continue learning remain as taught. So we learned in the previous Mishnah under what circumstances one can move the ladder from one nest to the next. But as we mentioned earlier, there's another issue involved in moving in getting the bird, and that is that the birds are muksa. So we need to be making them, we need to prepare them from before Yontif to remove their muksa status. So Beis Shammai Oimrim, Lo Yito, you're not allowed to touch the birds on Yontif, Elm Kein Ninei Mebei Joim, unless he actually takes the birds before Yontif and moves them, and that's how they become designated to be used on Yontif. And Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel teaches the Oimid v'Oimid, it's enough if he gets up and says, Zevzah Ninaitel, I will actually take these doves, that is enough to be Mekel. And the Tzlach, in explaining, the Mishnah explains that Beis Hillel is teaching us that even though it's Erev Yontif, so since it's Erev Yontif, perhaps a person wants to do the Achana properly, and it should be required that he should do Ninua, teaches us the Mishnah, the Tzlach says, teaches us Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, that the power of Simchas Yontif is so great that even on Erev Yontif we're Mekel and we allow Hachana to take place just by verbal designation, and it's not, no physical designation is required. And on the other hand, says the Tzlach, we see how Machmer Beis Shammai is, that even though I will not have any birds available to eat on Yontif, still teaches us Beis Shammai, says the Tzlach, that unless the person actually physically moves the birds, is he allowed to eat those birds by removing the status of Muksa from them? And if he did not do it, he's not allowed to eat the birds, even though it will be a terrible loss in Simchas Yontif that he won't have meat to eat on Yontif. Rav Chanan bar Ami explains Rav Chanan, Machlokes b'Brecha Rishona. So as Rashi explains, the doves would have every month a pair of children, a boy and a girl, a male and a female. Says Rashi, what happened many times is that the first pair of offspring would be left in the nest to keep the mother bird company. Says Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machlokes Brecha Rishona, the Machlokes between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and our Mishnah is regarding that first pair. The Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold, Gezrin and Dom La'asam Luchi. We're concerned that even if the person before Yontif thought that he's going to use those birds, he may change his mind on Yontif because he may decide to leave them with the mother. And therefore, the only way we can be sure that that muksa status is removed is with a physical act. We don't have to make such a decree. Abel bebrecha shniyah, when it comes to the second pair, where the farmers don't leave that pair with the mother, there, the rehakol, even Beis Shammai will agree, ba'omid va'omid zevazan nidnoitel, by just verbally designating, sagya, it's enough. Ask the Gemara, or Beis Hillel, lam lila meimah zevazan nidnoitel, why is it required that it should actually even have to point out which birds he's going to use? Lame, it should be enough that it should say, mikana nidnoitel lamacher, I'm going to take birds from this nest tomorrow. Even if he doesn't point out which birds he's going to use, that should be enough. So you'll say that Beis Hillel cannot accept such an approach because Beis Hillel less lebreira. Such an approach would involve breira, retroactive designation. That on Yontav, when he actually chooses birds, we say retroactively those were the birds that he always meant to take. And we're going to say that Beis Hillel doesn't subscribe to such a halacha concept. Says the Gemara Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah that teaches us that we see that Beis Hillel does subscribe to breira. Because the halach is, as we know, that if there's a corpse in the house, Rachman al-Slan, everything in the house is tumas oil. But there's another din. And that is that what's under the doorways, and I'm not referring to the side of the doorway in the house, because that's under the house. On the side of the door, on the other side of the door, even though the door is closed, and the way the Rishonim explained the case we're describing is where the door is closed, but not locked. The halacha is that everything under all of the doorways, all the doorways in the house, everything under that, the other side of the door, is tamei. Because since we may carry the mace out of that doorway, everything under every doorway is tamei. There's an interesting steer in Rashi that the Tveres Yisrael points out. Here Rashi seems to say that this is a tumah derabbanan. Rashi on Daf Lamed Ches says it's a tumah deraisa because it's a tumah because of Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So what is it? So the Tveres Yisrael explains the actual door through which the mace will be carried out. That door, the items under that door, even on the other side of the door, are tumah deraisa from Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. The other doors, the items kept under that door, those doors will be tamei only midrabbanan. So says the Mishnah. Hameis bebayis. There's a mace in the home, Rachman Slan, Loi Pesachim Harbe, and there are many doors to this house. Kulam tameim. Every doorway, every item under all the doorways are tamei. Niftach echemehen. If one of the doors was open, so now we assume that the mace will be carried out through this door, hu tamei, the items that are under this door are tamei, for hu kul and tahirim, and all the other items now are tahar. Continues the Mishnah, chishev leitzia be'ech mehem. If somebody decided that he's going to remove one of the doorways, that he's going to take the mace through that doorway, or decided to take the mace through a window which has 4x4 tfachim. As Rishonim explained, we need such a large window only when there's a whole body in the house. If there's a kezayis min hameis, which is also metame, but to carry out a kezayis min hameis, we don't need a window that's 4x4 tfachim. So the halach is, matzalas hakol psachim kulam. By designating this one doorway, we save all the utensils on the other doorways from being tame. When could this mental designation help? It's before the mace died. So they designated that the mace will be carried out of this door. But after the mace died, once the doorways have all become tamei, A mental designation cannot retroactively tell us that the other doorways are tahor. Even after the mace dies, we could retroactively say that that was the doorway that was intended and to be used for the mace to go out, and all the other doorways, everything under those doorways are tahor. So we see that we have Beis Hillel subscribing to the concept of Breira, and that's why retroactively everything is tahor, and Beis Shammai doesn't agree to Breira. So the question is, why doesn't our Mishnah Beis Hillel require that we actually point out which birds are going to be used? Why don't we say that Breira, by saying I'm taking birds from here, and then he actually takes one of those birds, Breira should say that that was the bird that was always meant not to be Muksa. Says the Gemara, Itma La, Amar Rava. Rava explains a different way the Machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Taras Pesachim Kana L'Habo. The Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are not speaking back retroactively. According to Rava's understanding, anything that was under a doorway when the mace passed away and there was no door yet designated to be the door through which the mace will be carried out will remain tameh. The question is, only after a door was designated and then a utensil is brought to that doorway, what will be the halacha? V'kedam Rav, Ashil Taras Pesachim Mikan al Habo. Mikan al Habo, even Beis Hillel only says that the mental designation can work moving forward, and utensils brought to those doorways afterwards will be tahor. L'mafreya, retroactively, Beis Hillel will not be accepting. And Beis Shammai will hold that even Mikan al Habo will not be tahor, we cannot accept this. They hold that once all the doors got this Shem Tumma, that the doors may be used to carry out the mace, a mental designation is not enough to remove that. But retroactive, according to this understanding, even Beis Hillel agrees, does not work. Rabbi Chanan asks, we need to understand Beis Hillel. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, said many places, that if a keli becomes tameh, mere mental designation is not enough to remove that tameh. So how could Beis Hillel say that if all the doors become tameh, just by mental designation it's enough? So B'chanan answers, we can't compare the two situations. A doorway is not intrinsically tameh. It's not like a keli that became tameh and just saying I want to use it for something else or I don't want to use it as a keli should be enough. It's a keli and it's intrinsically tameh. Here it's only because we didn't know which doorway is going to be used. That's why Beis Hillel could be mekel. And Beis Shammai say that just like by every keli, for it to lose its status, mental designation is not adequate. There has to be a physical act. Here too, the mental designation after the doors became tameh is inadequate. Rabbi Kiv Eger asks the question, why if we have a home, for example, with five doorways, and there's a mace in the home, and one of the doorways is going to be used, and four will not. So why don't we say bittel b'roiv on the utensils that are under the doorways, since there are more doorways that are not going to be used than the one that will be used? So Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Rishash answers Rabbi Kiv Eger's question that it's not pshat that one doorway is tameh and the other ones are tahor. Until a doorway is actually used, or at least according to Beis Hillel designated, they're all tameh. So there's no issue that this doorway is tahor, that one is tameh, and there's more tahor than tumah. Other Mefarshim explain answer Rabbi Kiv Eger's question with a concept that we've mentioned. Bittel is only passable by a taruvis. If we have a mixture, for example, we have a mixture of kosher product and non-kosher product, there we could discuss, is a bottle, when is a bottle, under what conditions. Here there's no taruvis. The items under every doorway remain independent. And when there's no taruvis, there is no concept of bittel. Rav Amar, Rav disagrees. He says, L'oilam afrei, Beis Hillel said their din, even retroactively. So then we have a question. So if Beis Hillel says that we could retroactively decide, why is Beis Hillel require on by the birds that we point out which birds we're going to use? Why can't we just say, I'm going to take birds and then retroactively know these are the birds? Here the concern is Dilma Matatl Vashavik, Matatl Vashavik. If somebody doesn't decide before Yontif which birds he's going to use, then when he takes the birds on Yontif, he may pick up a bird and then put it down, deciding that he doesn't want to use it. Become a talp immediately lechazalei, and he ends up that he carried on Yontif something that he didn't need, something which is muksa, and that's why it's unacceptable. For Amrit, ask the Gemara if that's the explanation of Beis Hillel. By saying he doesn't have to actually pick up the birds, he just has to point them out. If we're worried that he's going to pick them up and then not use it, and as the Mefarshim explained, so it turns out there was a total shalai letzairich, so why is just saying enough, even according to Beis Hillel? Answers the Gemara. Hani milim Erev Yontif. Since on Erev Yontif, the person designated the bird, so when he comes to take the birds in Yontif, he knows that these birds I designated are the birds that I have to use, for better or for worse. Ava b'yontif. If the person hasn't designated specific birds from before Yontif, Osir, that Beis Hillel will agree, is prohibited. Why? Because the Zivna Mishtak Shmeinim Khushim, since he didn't designate any specific birds, so he's going to start examining the birds. And he's going to pick up a bird, thinking that it's a fat bird, and it turns out to be a lean bird. Or Khushim Shmeinim, or vice versa. And he ends up moving something he shouldn't have. That means, if he designated I'm taking these birds from before Yontif, so the person accepts those birds for better or for worse, and then Yontif comes, he takes those birds and uses them, finished. If he didn't designate any specific bird, he will start examining them on Yontif, and end up perhaps carrying birds that he had no right to carry. Inami, or another concern, is Zimna Mishtaka Kul Cheshit. If he didn't actually single out the birds from before Yontif, when he actually comes to start looking at them on Yontif, he'll find that they're all lean, v'shavak lehu, and he won't want to use them. V'aslam nu m'simchas Yontif, and that will take away from m'simchas Yontif, they will not eat the bird meat on Yontif. So as the Rishonim explained, if the person said, these are the birds I'm using in Yontif, he accepts that he's using those birds no matter what, and he doesn't think about it, he just uses them. But if his designation wasn't that definite, then he may not use the birds, and he may not eat birds on Yontif, and that will be a concern about Simchas Yontif. The Yad Ephraim uses our Gemara for the following concept. We know that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, how are we Mekayim Simchas Yontif? Ain't Simcha Ela B'Bos of a Yayin. The way a person is Mekayim Simchas Yontif is by eating meat and drinking wine. So there's always a question, what is meant by Basar? Does it mean Basar Behema, animal meat, or is even Basar Oif, poultry, acceptable? From here we see that we're concerned that he's not going to eat the birds on Yontif, so we see that you can Mekayim Simchas Yontif with birds. Another point that's brought out from this Gemara, but Salazar uses this point, is there's a question that the Paiskim discuss, if on Yontif one has to, on Pesach one has to eat matzahs, as we know that the item that we eat on Pesach that's most possible to become chametz is actually matzahs. Says the Michsalazar, we learn in our Gemara how concerned Chazal were about Simchas Yontif, and therefore, says the Michas Elazar, one should eat matzahs on Yontif, otherwise it'll be a concern of Simchas Yontif. However, other Paiskim disagree. They say, if a person, every time he eats a matzah, is concerned that maybe I'm eating something which is chametz, maybe I'm eating something which I shouldn't be eating, that's not a Simchas Yontif. It's just the opposite of a Simchas Yontif, and that's why if a person is concerned, he may refrain from eating matzah. And the Mishnah continues discussing what we just spoke about, designation of birds. Zimen Shchayim and Matzah Levenim. If somebody designated blackbirds, and when he comes to the nest on Yontif, he finds whitebirds. Levenim and Matzah Shchayim, or vice versa, he designated whitebirds and he found blackbirds. Shnayim, he designated two birds, or Matzah Shleish, and he finds three birds. Asurim, all the birds that he finds in Yontif are prohibited. However, says the Mishnah, Shleisha u'matzah shnayim, if he designated three birds and he only finds two birds, then the halacha is mutarim, he's allowed to use all the birds, he's allowed to use those two remaining birds on Yontif. But Toicha Kain, if he designated birds that were inside the nest, u'matzah lefnei Kain, and on Yontif he finds the birds outside the nest, asurim. V'im ein shem elahim, however, if there were no other birds there, in the vicinity of this nest, then Matarim, even though he designated birds in the nest, and he finds them in front of the nest, he may use those birds. Ask the Gemara regarding the first thing we learned. Pshita, if somebody designated blackbirds, and he finds white birds, or vice versa, obviously, those aren't the birds that I designated. Obviously, I should not be allowed to use it. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Amarava, Hachem Ha'iskinen, Kigoyin Shazim and Shechayim Relevenim. So the way Rashi, based on the Tzach, explains Rashi this way, explains the Gemara is that there were two nests next to each other. One nest had blackbirds, and one nest had whitebirds. And he designated both the blackbirds in their nest. Let's say the black nest was on the right side, and the white nest was on the left side. And he wakes up in the morning, and he sees that the blackbirds are in the nest that was originally had the whitebirds. Maybe we should say that these birds are actually the birds that were originally designated, and just they merely switch positions. That's what the Mishnah teaches us, that these birds that were originally designated, we assume, went away. And these are different birds that were not designated, are muksa, and may not be used on Yontif. So as Rashi teaches us, we learned the Mishnah originally that the case of Zimin Shcharim Matz Levenim, or Levenim Matz Shcharim, as two separate cases. Actually, they're one case with the two nests next to each other. And the Gemara is teaching us, the Mishnah is teaching us, says the Gemara, that we don't assume that the white birds went to the black nest and vice versa. We assume that the original birds flew away, and these are birds that were never designated. Ask the Gemara, Lame Messiah Reb Chanina. Should we say that our Mishnah is a proof to what Reb Chanina says? Don Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina teaches us, when a person is faced with a dilemma, with a halachic shayla, and there are various concepts that can be used to decide what to do. One is roiv, we follow the majority. Another is karev, we look at proximity. What's closer seems to be, if something was closer, that's probably what it was. So it seems that, so Rav Chanina says, that when faced with a dilemma, which concept to use in answering the shayla? Do we follow roiv? Do we follow karev? We follow the majority, which seems to be the case in our Gemara. We follow the bird karev. If we follow karev, we'll say that's the birds that were there, just switch positions. If we follow roiv, we follow the majority, all the birds that are in the world, all the birds in the world were not designated. Says the Gemara, there is no proof to Rav Chanina's position from our Mishnah. Because the Baya, Krama Bay Bedaf, our Mishnah is referring to a nest that has a platform in front of it, on which birds from all over sit on. And the Gemara will say where Baya said his din in Daf Yud Aleph. Hachanam Bedaf. So on this platform, there are birds that were not designated. So it's not only roiv that tells us that this is not the bird that we should be looking at, that the birds that we have in front of us come from elsewhere and were not designated. Even karev, even if we use proximity as the deciding factor, there are birds that are close by, there are birds that are on this platform that were not designated. So Mishnah said, Shnayim u'matzah shleisha, if somebody designated two birds and he finds three, asurim. Because explains the Gemara, Marashach, Iachrininu, if these birds are not the originally designated birds, Hachrininu, even if these are not the original, even if the two birds that I originally designated are still there, still there is one more bird, the ma'arabuhu, that came here, which was not designated, and is muksa, and therefore all the birds are also. Ask Tosfos, why we rely on Bittel B'Roiv. According to this approach, two other birds or two birds that we originally designated. Yes, there is one more bird that came here from outside that was not designated, but that one bird should become bottle. So Taisa says that we don't say bittle by Dovash Shesh Lematirin. This bird will be permitted at the Yontif, and moreover, it's a bird is a Dovah Choshev, and something which is a Dovah Choshev, we never say bittle. Furthermore, as we quoted earlier in the Masechta, we can't say here Sofik Derabbanan Lekula, because as the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Tosfos Rishonim say, Muksa is a higher level, and it's not considered a Derabbanan. But the Mishnah said, Shloisha, if there were three birds designated, Umatashnaim, and he only finds two Matarim. My Tama, why are we Makel? We say Hani in the new. We say these two birds were there, these two birds that are left over are from the originally designated birds. And there's one bird that flew away, and that for those two birds may be used. As Tosfos, why don't we use the same concept that we used in the previous piece of Gemara, and be concerned that the two birds that are left are not two from the original birds that I designated, rather the two new birds and the original three that were designated all flew away. Says Tosfos that and Tosfos points out, especially since it's a Dovah Shesh Lematirin. So Tosfos says that we can't just say Dovah Shesh Lematirin and always be Machmer. Here, since there are such strong reason to believe that the two birds that are there are the original two birds, even though it's a situation of Dovah Shesh Lematirin, we could still be Makel. The Tzlach makes an interesting observation. The Tzlach says that the Gemara says that Chometz is not considered a Dovah Shesh Lematirin. Why? Because he says that even though the Chometz after Pesach is Mutter, but next year Pesach will be Osir again. That's why it's not a Dovah Shesh Lematirin. Ask the Tzlach, if we take that approach, why don't we say the same regarding birds? Why are we calling them a Dovah Shesh Lematirin? Yes, after Yontif the Nam Muksa. But there's another Yontif coming when there'll be Muksa again. Answers the Tzlach. Chometz is always Osir on Pesach. There is no way of making Chometz Mutter on Pesach. But a bird could be Mutter on the next Yontif. As we're learning, if it's properly designated before Yontif, it's not Muksa. That's why a bird is considered a Dovah Shesh Lematirin versus Chometz, which the Tzlach says is not considered a Dovah Shesh Lematirin.